From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Bald reporting. Russia's former ambassador to the U.S. on Saturday dismissed as fantasies allegations of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Sergei Kislyak says the allegations have, quote, spoiled the trust between us.
The problem is that, first, I'm not sure that I can trust American law enforcement to be the most precise and truthful source of information about what Russians do. We have seen in the past so many things that prove to be non-true.
His comments at the Munich Security Conference came the day after the U.S. indictments of 13 Russians accused of in an elaborate plot to disrupt the 2016 presidential election. U.S. National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster, speaking at the same conference, called the evidence against Russia incontrovertible. Hundreds demonstrated Saturday in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, rallying for stricter gun control laws. Group leaders, local legislators, and students called for an urgent need for tougher laws for owning guns. Survivors of the high school shooting railed against the National Rifle Association, the powerful gun rights lobbying group. Delaney Tarr lost four of her close friends and is angry that suspect Nicholas Cruz legally purchased his weapon. It was the third deadliest shooting in American history, and Cruz has admitted to killing them. This is VOA News. The U.S. Attorney General has ordered an immediate review of how the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation respond to warnings about potential mass killers. The action follows the admission on Friday by the FBI that it ignored the tip-off about the gunman who killed the 17 people at the school in Florida. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence says the Islamic State group remains a threat despite its recent defeats in Syria and Iraq. Dan Coats told the gathering of world leaders, diplomats, and defense officials at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday that ISIS is like an octopus.
It's like killing an octopus. We've driven a knife into its heart, but the tentacles have spread.
And Coates said ISIS will remain a threat.
Partly because it's more than just a terrorist organization. It is an ideology and perhaps a theology. And the combination of ideology and theology, I think, outlasts defeats on the battlefield.
Nigerian police say three suicide bombers have attacked a crowded market in the northeastern city of Maiduguri, killing at least 18 people. The bombers, all believed to be female, left another 22 people wounded on Friday night at a fish market just outside the state capital of Maiduguri. Survivors were receiving medical treatment at a nearby hospital. The Islamist extremist group Boko Haram continues to carry out deadly suicide bombings in Borno and other parts of northern Nigeria as part of its violent campaign to establish an Islamic state in the West African nation. A military helicopter carrying officials who were assessing damage from a powerful earthquake flipped as it was attempting to land in southern Mexico, crashing on top of people who had fled their homes and were spending the night outside. 13 people were killed, the only known fatalities related to the quake. 16 others were injured. No one aboard the helicopter was seriously hurt. An anti-terrorism court in Pakistan gave four death sentences to a man it found guilty of raping and murdering a six-year-old girl. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.